With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. Land where soldiers once trained for war is now a final resting place for those who served. The Central Coast Veterans Cemetery on the former Fort Ord opened Tuesday with a dedication ceremony. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
A lone trumpeter plays taps as the family of Major William Williams places two boxes into a columbarium at the new Central Coast Veterans Cemetery. They're carrying the cremated remains of the Major and his wife, Anna Maria. Their ashes will be the first to be interred in the 17-acre complex on the former Fort Ord, where Major Williams served. Looking on is a large audience of local dignitaries, veterans, and their families. Navy veteran Mary Estrada says this cemetery provides an opportunity for veterans like her to be buried close to home.
It'd be nice to be laid to rest here so that our daughter can visit us here and not somewhere, you know, where we've never lived.
This first phase of the project includes this columbarium with 5,000 niches for ashes. The second phase of the cemetery will add in-ground burial plots on another 60 acres of land. Senator Bill Monning helped secure some of the money needed to build the cemetery. He says when completed, it will be the final resting place for 70,000 veterans and their families.
It's not just for Monterey veterans. We have about 100,000 veterans' families in that broader Monterey Bay region.
The initial work on the second phase will begin soon. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.